now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, indeed, make yourself comfortable. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates we get a lot, give a lot of love to. We get the love right back from them. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways that you can not only get the Spano and Black Attack, but the rest of the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you got the devices, Joe can talk to you about them. Joe, take it away.
All righty, Bob, let's start by talking about the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. That's sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio. Great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. Be it Android, be it PC, be it Apple, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio. Very much the same thing. App versatility, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home. No matter what land you are in, we, number one, appreciate your service, and number two, we're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we will set the table for a big Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, and then we'll start knocking things down. That's all next, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Span56. At Bob Black 71 or at Sports Byline USA. So be sure to keep it where it is.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers. We also appreciate how important saving money is to your business. So we built LowesForPros.com, a website just for pros that lets you order, manage spending, set up deliveries, and save money from anywhere. And for a limited time, you can take advantage of our Pro Appreciation event and save 10% online when you sign up and log in at LowesForPros.com. Now through May 6, 2016. Exclusions apply. Registration required for savings online. U.S. only.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on
expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Well, indeed it does. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Got a big Monday edition of the Attack here for you. We're going to set the table and start getting down on the sports buffet.
Exactly right, Bob. And we got a couple of big guests. And basically what's going to go on today, recap and kind of our analysis of the entire 2016 NFL draft, and that's going to take us most of the way. And then sometime in hour two, we'll roll out of the NFL draft into the NBA playoffs, and we're going to have some help along the way. 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, 40 after hour number one, Joe Lisi, GoForThe2.com, will join us, and we'll get his take on everything he saw come out of the 2016 NFL draft. 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, 40 after hour number two. Our good friend Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report will join us, and we'll get his take on all the latest coming out of the NBA playoffs. So that's really where we're going today. NFL draft most of the way, little NBA playoffs in the middle and back of hour number two to kind of wrap things up, Bob.
Yep, and might as well jump right into it. It was a huge, huge weekend in Chicago. They did one hell of a job in Chicago, and as the draft allegedly is going to move around, they've talked about bouncing it from city to city now. I wasn't fond of it because we liked having it here in New York, but they've done a terrific job in Chicago the last couple of years, and it looks like they've got their act together as far as taking it out on the road and taking it from city to city. And then the challenge is going to be for the various cities involved to live up to the expectations and the whole draft experience and everything that goes on involving the hoopla involving in the NFL draft.
No question about it, Bob. And I thought Chicago did an incredible job. I couldn't agree with you more. That outdoor venue that they have, in addition to the indoor amphitheater where they have the draft, I think is just incredible. Their experience was so much different than the experience in New York, and it's an experience I really enjoyed. It was very fan-friendly, very fan-interactive, and it certainly kept boredom from ensuing, no matter what happened within the draft. There was a lot more activity, and I really enjoyed Chicago's version of the NFL draft, and it'll be interesting to see when this thing goes on the hop what some of these other venues are able to do. But I was really, really impressed with Chicago's brand on the NFL draft. And I'd have had no problems with the way Chicago's doing things, had they deemed Chicago the permanent home of the NFL draft, I'd have been just fine with that.
Yeah, no question about it. And they still may even keep it there for another year, but Goodell in one of his press conferences said they're going to take it on the road and move it around. They like the result of the experience and the fact that it got out there and everything, because New York does have its limitations as far as what you can do with that. It's not like you can have a draft experience in Central Park and then have everything rotate to Radio City Music Hall. It's just not logistically as doable as it is in some other cities. So, you know, they enjoyed it. I even enjoyed the red carpet, Joe. It's kind of fun that the kids, as they're coming in and they know this is going to be their big night, and they try to outdo each other in the fashion aspect of it, as far as, I mean, you know, and some of them are just flat out there, but you know, the experience with, here's my diamond studded shoes and here's my peacock suit, you know, and various different things. And they're having a good time with it, and they embrace it, as well they should. It's one of the biggest nights of their athletic lives.
Always a great, and you can see how creatively people can use a bridge loan, as all these athletes get a loan against future earnings because, well, they haven't made any money yet. And,
right.
Well, some of them. So in essence, what they do is they take a bridge loan and they go out and they buy a closet full of suits and they buy cool shoes and all this other fun stuff. But Bob and I have always talked about the cautionary tale of the bridge loan when things don't go as expected. And the guy we always use is Andre Blosch, who actually threw a party, a draft party for himself up in Syracuse, renting out the ESPN zone on the expectation that he was going to be a first-round draft pick. And, well, in the NBA, he wasn't. And thank God he made a team. And it wasn't a real horrible tale in that there are no guaranteed contracts for second-round picks in the NBA draft, and it could have been, a nightmarish situation for Andre Blosch. But that aside, you're absolutely right. The red carpet stuff is fun. It was fun. We should probably actually start getting into some of what we saw and some of what we took away from what some of these teams did. You know what I'll say is this, and then we'll start kind of hitting some of these teams and some of the teams that we liked their work the most. Nobody really missed the mark completely. Were there picks I didn't agree with? Were there reaches? Were there choices by organizations as far as the direction they took their draft that maybe me from the outside looking in didn't necessarily agree with? Sure, there were. But there wasn't any of these teams where you looked and you said, boy, they just don't understand this process. They don't know what they're doing. You know, as a result of what they did here, they're going to be bad for a decade. I can't believe how misguided they are. I don't think any team had that kind of draft. Again, when one of these two quarterbacks doesn't work out, we'll look back on that draft and consider it, a big reason why whichever one of those teams, be it the Rams or be it the Eagles, is bad for a decade. We'll know why. But I think you'd agree with me. None of these teams really missed the boat and showed you that they clearly do not understand what the draft is for and clearly do not understand the process. I think each and every team, and we can debate who did a better job this year than others, I think each and every team kind of did what they wanted and showed an understanding for this draft. And while there's things that we can quibble with, nobody looked completely mismatched, overexposed, and like they didn't belong in the league.
Yeah, no question about it. And look, it's such an exact science now with all the combines and the Senior Bowl and the individual workouts and the pro days and the personal interviews and everything else. If you're in a position of authority within an organization, and frankly, if you're an owner on one of these teams, you better have the right people in place. The stakes are too high. This isn't the old Smith and Street days with Wellington Mara, and it's also not teams that are on the cheap who can get away with not spending as far as making sure that their advanced personnel are well informed. 90% of the teams send somebody down to the Senior Bowl. If it's not the Senior Bowl, they go to the East-West Shrine. There's always an aspect of which you can get.
100% of the team send somebody down to the Senior Bowl. There is nobody not important to the NFL that doesn't have somebody represented at the Senior Bowl, and the same thing with the Shrine game. Even the El Cheapo Cincinnati Bengals have caught up with everybody else as far as spending. That was a personnel department that was the laughingstock of the league for years because of the lack of expenditure. Well, with Duke Tobin leading the way and him convincing Mike Brown of the necessity of spending some money, even they get it. Everybody seems to get it. It's an inexact science, but it is a science. And I understand you had said an exact science. It's actually quite inexact, because if it was exact, they'd get these all right. It's precise in what they try and do, but the realities are it's so inexact because you're guessing on future performance. And if you look at how many times these draft picks crap out, there's nothing exact about it at all.
Well, no. See, you're missing what I was saying. I was actually talking about the science of how to go about it, not the results. All science is inexact, particularly when it comes down to NFL players, because a lot of them do wash out. A lot of these guys won't be in the league after their initial contracts, or they'll bounce around. But the process itself now is very exact. You have to send people. You have to have a staff. You have to have people represented at all the various different events that go on with these players. Otherwise, you're flat out of the loop, and you're not going to be able to have the same expertise going into draft day and draft weekend that the other teams have. And that's where the exact aspect of it comes. There's no getting around it anymore. You brought up Cincinnati, which is a perfect example. And they tried to do it on the cheap for years. You know, once they stopped doing it on the cheap, look at the results they got. They get great players in Cincinnati. They haven't gotten the ultimate result yet. But the guys that they get and they draft, most of them have worked out. And they've worked out in a big way. I mean, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And you look at a guy like the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton. You know, here's a second-round guy who looks like he's finally blossomed. We'll see if he takes that step back without Hugh Jackson, but that's another conversation.
We'll find out, but they did get him some weapons after he lost some. And on the other side, Bob, we should probably start diving into some of what we think were the real winners and losers. And really, to be honest with you, to piggyback or kind of wrap up our conversation here, I struggle to find real losers on, you know, with the NFL draft, but I did find a couple of real winners, and we'll discuss those next here on the Spano and Black Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, at Span56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we jump right in here and let's talk about some, I guess, winners and losers? And I really struggled to find real losers in this year's NFL draft, but I had no trouble finding some teams that really impressed me with what they did. And I'm going to start with Jacksonville. I mean, I thought that they did a brilliant job in this draft, and I think they've got themselves in great position to win the AFC South. You know, when you get the number, when you get the top player in the draft at number five, and much like the Jets did in the 2015 draft, they just sat there and waited, and the top player dropped to them. And then you get a top five talent at number 36 in the second round. You know, you basically get at the top of the second round, you get a top of the first round talent. Yes, there's health concerns, but that's a logical spot to take a risk on a guy who is going to be ready to play now, but may not have the longest of careers in Miles Jack. So I love Jacksonville's draft, and I think they really did a brilliant job. They got a potential long-term backup quarterback at the back of the draft in Brandon Allen from Arkansas. So
yep.
I think they were one of the real winners for me. Oakland was another real winner for me. I was very impressed with their work. They got a long-term backup quarterback and then some in Connor Cook, trading up in the fourth round to get him. Got a whole host of pass rushers. They reached for their safety due to the injury concern and losing some time last year. But by all accounts, this guy's a star in the making and one hell of a playmaker in Carl Joseph. So I like what Oakland did. I thought the Bengals very sound. You know, got a lot of big-time talent, used this draft well, and they were fortunate in that they were able to address need, but they didn't. But it was need. They addressed need without making any moves and based on value, and they got a whole bunch of the best available players, and they brought in some frontline talent in some mid-round spots. So those were three. Those were a handful that really impressed me with what they did in this draft.
Yeah, no question about it. I'll take it all the way back to Jacksonville. And I liked the focus of what they did in this draft. Defense, 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 defense. And, oh, by the way, we probably found a backup quarterback. And I liked the whole attitude down there. I liked the picks that they made. I love the fact that they grabbed Miles Jack exactly where they needed to. Yeah, you know, okay, there's concerns about the knees. There's concerns about everybody's knees in the National Football League. It's just a little more pronounced than some of them. The thing that will make this a home run, Joe, is if this kid, because you said it very aptly, he's ready to get on the field and play. If he can come on the field, play, and give them a couple of years before some injury happens to his knee, which it will from all accounts, he'll impact that defense immediately. Some of the other guys that they got, Sheldon Day out of Notre Dame is a very solid pick. The kid out of Maryland, the outside linebacker, solid pick. A guy that played at a smaller school, Tyrone Holmes in Montana. I don't know a damn thing about him other than the fact that the kid had 18 sacks in 2015. Can he do it on the next level? We'll find out. But, you know, at least on paper, he's a guy worth taking a flyer on later on. And you mentioned Brandon Allen. Guy that won't have to play right away, operated in a pro-style offense. All the intangibles involving Jacksonville, I think, truly worked as far as this draft went. And I thought they did an absolute home run.
I couldn't agree more. That's why I anointed them as one of my winners. And I was, like, again, as I said, very impressed by Oakland. Able to address needs, got some star power, picked up a backup quarterback of their own. And the Bengals, for me, I know a lot of people were down on them in that they didn't get a wide receiver right away and the draft didn't fall the way they wanted it to, and they've picked corners maybe too many years in a row. But if you look at what Cincinnati does and Duke Tobin does, what the way they use this draft is very shrewd. It's not all about need. If need happens to be there, and it's the best available guy on their board, so be it. But they don't misuse the draft as this desperate plea to fill holes. What they do is they draft the best available guys, irrespective of need. If need happens to be there and it's that same guy, it works out very well. And it did in this case. I mean, one of their obvious needs was wide receiver. There was a run of wide receivers in front of them. They grab William Jackson III. They don't have a pressing need at corner. But a year or so from now, when Dre Kirkpatrick's rookie contract expires, they may let him go. William Jackson III will step right in. This is how you draft and build for long-term success. You put yourself in a position to have depth all around the football field, and as guys have contracts come up, you can make decisions on whether you keep them or not. Now, in the second round, they get a Tyler Boyd, who will jump right in there with A.J. Green and Tyler Eifert. You get a couple of guys that drop tremendously. You get a couple of guys that drop, and in guys like Andrew Billings and Nick Vigil, who's going to be a player. But Billings is a guy who is going to play with a major, major chip on his shoulder. And I expect very, very good things from Andrew Billings going forward in the NFL, Bob. And I'm real, real excited for his future. So I loved Cincinnati's draft as well. And I thought they did a terrific, terrific job. And I was super impressed there. The Vikings, very sound. You got value at a corner at 54 in a guy in Mackenzie Alexander that a lot of people forecasted as a first round pick, and he was there in the second round. A lot of people could make the case, not a position of need. Who cares? When you can acquire talent, need is not, again, this process, and this is what I think people have to realize. It's not about need. Yeah, you need to address needs and you need to fortify weak spots on your roster. But ultimately, if you're using the draft correctly, you're getting the best available players. And you are fortifying your roster. So that way, when contracts come up and need comes up, you're in a position to continue to have this pipeline of talent. It's harder and harder these days in the salary cap era than it used to be in years past. But those that stick to best available player, irrespective of position, always end up with depth and talent on their roster. And they do not end up in a situation where they're chasing need and as a result reaching for guys. So I loved what the Bengals did. You know, we talked about Jacksonville, a no-brainer. I liked what the Vikings did. They got the best wide receiver on most people's board in the draft, sitting tight at 23, and a great fit for what North Turner does. And I think that's the other thing you got to realize. It's really about fit for those wide receivers. And, you know, or it's fit for guys, actually, I should say. It's about getting guys that fit what you do. And Treadwell at 23, great fit for what the Vikings do. Then you get a Mackenzie Alexander who, yes, is he a flawed prospect? Sure he is. But he is a great, great fit and a great, great value in that spot. So, you know, I love the Vikings draft as well. I thought that was another very, very sound and very, very good draft, Bob. The Vikings, another one. We talked about Cincinnati and Jacksonville already. I love the Vikings draft as well.
I think that's really a fair statement. And, you know, when you look at it and you mentioned Laquon Treadwell, many people think he's the best. And I can't argue with it. Is he as fast? No, you covered that as well. But the Viking approach as well. They're set in key positions. They got to fill in a lot of pieces. If they're able to do that, they're going to continue to grow and develop, and they're going to be a real force for the foreseeable future, Joe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Did you have any others in particular that you liked in this remaining minute or so here? As I said, I hit Bengals, I hit Jaguars, I hit Vikings. Those were three that I really loved.
Yeah, you mentioned Oakland. I think they did a hell of a job as well. You know, the results remain to be seen on some of them. I think you have to like what Miami did. You know, just being able to steal Tunsil made them really good right there. And for a change, and, you know, we knocked Tannenbaum a whole lot, and rightfully so. I thought they did a good job. I think they did a solid job bringing in guys. You know, it's not necessarily jump off the board sweetheart names where you're going, oh, my God. But you look at that board, like guys like Kenyon Drake, like guys like Xavier Howard. They're good, solid football players, and they got the pure steel of the draft in Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah. I mean, they're another one. Impressive job. Maybe they addressed a lot of stuff, and mm-hmm. you got top value. So that's always good. So that's a handful of winners. Like I said, not a whole lot of real losers. There are some teams I question some things that they did. And as we move along through this edition, we'll get into that. But on the other side, we'll get Joe Lisi's take. He's from GoForThe2.com, and we'll get his take on who he really liked and didn't like amongst some of these teams' drafts. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with ZachCrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, ZachCrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with ZachCrete. Find ZachCrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit ZachCrete.com to learn more.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We'll put the phones on hold for a couple minutes here as we have Joe Lisi joining us. Joe Lisi from GoForThe2.com and also Yahoo Sports Radio. And he's here to talk some draft with us. Good morning, Joe. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's great to have you back on board. A pretty fun and successful draft in Chicago. Joe and I were talking about it, but a lot of teams came out in pretty good shape. Let's talk to you about some of your winners and some of your losers as well, if you have any.
Yeah, I think the team for me that really came out on top, I mean, head and shoulders above the rest, was the Buffalo Bills. Their three top picks in rounds 1, 2, and 3, for me, really sealed the deal. They got three dominant defensive players that, in my opinion, just will dominate the league at every position. Shaq Lawson, Reggie Ragland, and Adolphus Washington. To me, Buffalo killed it in the draft, and Cleveland did a solid job as well, getting quality picks from top to bottom. And I love what Cincinnati did. They got William Jackson in the first round, and in the second round, they followed that up with a big play wide receiver in Tyler Boyd. I think that's a solid selection as well. And then I like what Seattle did as well. They got a dominant running back in Alex Collins in the later rounds that, in my opinion, is the second coming of beast mode. So those are the top three teams, in my opinion, that killed it in the draft.
You know, Joe, and you were talking about Buffalo, and they did a great job of getting great value, extremely productive players at a high level, and it looks like their draft should translate well. The one glaring question I had for about their draft was right at the top, Shaq Lawson. Again, great value, great production. How well does he fit that Rex Ryan defense? I guess that was my biggest question, because one of the things I get into is not only value, production, you know, getting guys you need, having that pipeline, but I also think you need to take guys that fit what you do. Will Shaq Lawson fit well with that Rex Ryan defense? And if so, how does he fit in there?
Well, I think you bring up great points about how people evaluate the draft and how coaches evaluate the draft. I can tell you that Shaq Lawson will fit in Rex Ryan's scheme. I think he could play up as an edge rusher or down on the line of scrimmage. When you look at his production last year in Clemson, he led that team with 12.5 sacks overall. Clemson's defense overall, a dominant defense. They held 10 of 15 opponents last year to under 150 yards rushing. They only allowed 125 rushing yards per game. He's an edge rusher, but he's solid in run support, Joe. And you saw him step up in big ball games. The two biggest games of Clemson's season, a playoff victory against Oklahoma. He was injured in that ball game and had a dominant factor in that game, and then went up against one of the best offensive lines in the country in Alabama and was a dominant force. So I think he'll fit very well in Rex Ryan's scheme, and I think he's a steal at number 19 overall.
Well, you know, Joe, you mentioned Seattle, and it's a draft that maybe people were not focusing on as much as others. And you liked it a lot. Tell us what you like, and specifically some of the players you want to narrow focus on.
Well, I really like what they did in Ifedi, the offensive tackle from Texas A&M. He's a big body. I mean, to get him in later in the first round, he's an athletic tackle that really will help that running game. And then to get it back like Alex Collins, I mean, they need a back to fill Marshawn Lynch's shoes. Alex Collins is the guy. He's a 1,000-yard rusher from Fayetteville. I mean, a blue-collar type of runner and runs with an attitude. To get him in the later rounds, the mid-rounds, in my opinion, was a steal of the draft. I mean, I don't think it was a solid running back class. I think Ezekiel Elliott was the creme de la creme. But after that, I did have Alex Collins in the top three. So where Seattle drafted him, I think he's a solid pick, and I think he's going to be a 1,000-yard rusher in the NFL.
I'll give you another one that I really like, just because they got value and they got guys that fit what they want to do. Some were pressing needs, some weren't. Now, I'm not a big believer in always having to fill needs. I think if you use this draft correctly, you're building that pipeline, and when you do have these needs, you have guys already built to step in. So that said, I like what Rick Spielman did with Minnesota, getting Laquon Treadwell at 23. I think he becomes the latest version of Michael Irvin for North Turner, and getting Mackenzie Alexander at 54. So I really love what the Minnesota Vikings did. Your thoughts on the Vikings?
I like what they did as well. I think I had Laquon Treadwell as my top wide receiver in the draft. I know he ran a sub 40, 4.6, 4.7 in that area, but he stepped up in big ball games, played at an elite level in the SEC, and I did have Mackenzie Alexander as my number one ranked cornerback in this draft. I mean, you look at his production in Clemson, did not have an interception, and a lot of experts said that won't translate to the NFL, but when you look at Clemson's defense overall, Mackenzie Alexander Alexander was a shutdown corner. Clemson only allowed about 180 passing yards per game. They held 8 of 15 opposing quarterbacks to 43% completion percentage or under, and more importantly, held opposing quarterbacks to 27% third down conversion. So I think that's a big reason why Clemson stepped up in big ball games, and I love his footwork and technique. I think Minnesota got two solid picks in Treadwell and Mackenzie Alexander in the first two rounds.
Joe Lisi from GoForTheTwo.com and Yahoo Sports joining us here on The Attack. You talked about some that you thought hit home runs or at least triples. Let's talk about some that maybe didn't do quite as well, in your opinion.
Two teams stand out for me because of their first-round selections. I look at San Francisco with DeForest Buckner. I didn't have him in the top 10 as a top-ranked defensive end. You look at his production last year and the team overall in Oregon. They allowed 178 rushing yards per game in 2015. You look at Buckner's production against the Big Three on their schedule. No sacks against Michigan State. 1.5 against USC and Stanford. The bigger offensive lines that he went up against did not dominate the competition, so not sold on DeForest Buckner's production as a top 10 pick. And then I look at Chicago in the first round with Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd's a lanky linebacker. He's 6'6", about 245, very athletic. But you look at Georgia's production last year. They won 10 ball games against opponents with a combined record 51-72 overall. They lost 3 ball games last year to Bama, Florida, and Tennessee. Those teams had a combined record of 33-9. But more importantly, Georgia's defense in those 3 ball games allowed 218 rushing yards per game. They didn't step up against quality offensive lines. I know he's an edge rusher, but if you're going to draft Leonard Floyd at the number 9 position overall, he better be solid in run support, and that's where I have some concerns. And then the third team I want to throw out there is the New York Jets. They got Christian Hackenberg in the second round, not sold on him as this franchise quarterback as a lot of other people feel he will be down the road. I think they reached up for him, not sold on the New York Jets picks in the first two rounds.
All righty. I'll give you a team, Joe, and that I didn't like what they did. I mean, I get what they did. They had a lot of opportunities. I think I'm splitting hairs here, but I wasn't enamored necessarily by Tennessee's draft. I like getting Derrick Henry, which is the one a lot of people had a problem with in that, hey, if you're going to run the ball, run the ball. Have the two thumpers and go for it. But I think the pick of Jack Conklin moving up to get Jack Conklin. I understand they wanted out from Laramie Tunsil once the videos came out. But I think where they made the critical error there is they now have two right tackles and no left tackles. I like Conklin. I like him a lot better if I'm drafting him at 15 or 16 and he's playing right tackle than I do at drafting him number 8 and expecting either him to be a left tackle or our existing left tackle to stay there. So I think in many ways they missed the mark a little bit.
I like the pick of Conklin, Joe. I mean, overall, I had him ranked out right under Laramie Tunsil. I had him ahead of Stanley. I wasn't sold on Ronnie Stanley's production in college overall. I know he has the measurables, but Jack Conklin is a blue-collar type of guy. He brings a motor, an intensity level from his head coach, Mark D'Antonio, from East Lansing. The way they played in the system last year, that offensive line gelled. You make up solid points, but he started for 3 straight years in Michigan State, started like 53 straight games there. So he's an adaptable player. And you look at Ronnie Stanley's production at the offensive tackle position for Notre Dame. Again, when he stepped up in competition against the better defensive lines, Notre Dame did not have solid success running the football. They only put up 121 rushing yards on Ohio State, only 127 on Boston College, and only around 130 against that top-ranked Clemson defense. So I wasn't sold on Ronnie Stanley. I think Tennessee got a solid, solid tackle in Jack Conklin, and I think he could produce in the NFL in years to come.
You know, I want to back it up for a sec, Joey, and go back to the Jets. And, you know, when you look at it, I understand your hesitation as far as Hackenberg. I love Darren Lee a lot, and I think in that defense, he's going to just roam and he's going to wreck some havoc. And they need a guy who is fast back there. With that defensive front that they have, I think that's a nice pick for them. But let's focus in on Hackenberg for a second. I do understand the hesitation. But when I look at his career and I look at what he did in that first year with O'Brien, an NFL pedigree, an NFL coach, and a guy who coached him up to his skill set, which, you know, you look at it on paper. Here's a guy that can chuck the ball all over the field. He can make any throw. I get all the fact that he regressed during college, but I also look at the fact he was under a college coach as under a pro coach. He now steps up with one of the better offensive coordinators in some people's mind, in Chan Gailey. If he goes true to form, Chan Gailey should be able to coach him back up and achieve those levels. I don't really have a problem with it, because sometimes I think if he's your guy, you just got to hone in and go for it. They weren't going to take the chance that somebody else grabbed him.
You make great points. I mean, the one thing I could tell you about Christian Hackenberg, it's not so much the production. He did suffer one of the worst offensive lines the last couple of years in Penn State. In 2014, Penn State allowed 44 sacks. In 2015, they allowed 39 sacks. He was under constant pressure week in and week out. But I don't look at the production so much as his body language and the intangibles. When that happened in college, when he was under pressure, his body language, he didn't show leadership skills. He was yelling at his offensive linemen like it was their fault. When you're the team leader and you're the quarterback of a team, you need to show leadership skills, and that's what I didn't see from Christian Hackenberg. Equate that to the NFL scheme of the NFL level. You're going to be under constant pressure week in and week out, and if you can't cut it, you're not going to make it as a quarterback in this league. So that's what I see out of Christian Hackenberg. I think if he has a clean pocket, if he has 5 or 6 seconds to throw, he's a dynamic quarterback. But again, he looks down receivers at times, and when the pressure's on, in my opinion, he folds. So that's what I see out of the measurables from Christian Hackenberg. It's not so much the size, the arm strength. It's what he did under pressure last year in college that doesn't, in my opinion, equate to the NFL scheme.
Final one for me before we let you go, Joe. We're getting up against it here. We got about a little under 2 minutes. I thought as a whole, you know, I wasn't in love with Tennessee's draft, but I didn't hate it. And they got a bunch of picks, and they addressed a bunch of needs, and they brought in some quality personnel that certainly has them on their way to having an identity. But the rest of that AFC South, I thought absolutely killed it in the draft. Indianapolis, great job. Jacksonville, I don't think you can complain. I think they had one of the best drafts around. When you get two top 10 talents in your first two picks, one in the first round, one in the second, and you get the very best overall player in the draft by sitting there and doing nothing, well, you had a brilliant draft. And then you look at Indianapolis. They shored up a lot of holes and did an awful lot of things to help Andrew Luck and help that defense. So I look at the AFC South as a whole, and let's not forget about Houston and what they did. And I think all three of those teams, excusing Tennessee, had very, very sound and solid drafts.
You're right, Joe. Right on. I mean, and you could add on in Jacksonville, Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, and they possibly got one of the underrated quarterbacks in this draft in the sixth round in Brandon Allen. I think he's going to have a huge upside. They'll back up Blake Bortles. This is a guy that completed over 60% of his passes, threw for 30 touchdowns. You got to remember, it was his first year in Dan Enos's scheme, the new offensive coordinator. So I think Jacksonville killed it as a whole. You're right. Great points. And I think the conference as a whole, that division, definitely did a solid job. You bring up Indianapolis and Ryan Kelly, best center in this draft from Alabama. Great points. I can't disagree with you.
Joe, thanks so much for a few minutes. It's always great to have you on the show. You bring unique and keen insight, and we'll do it again real soon, man. You're the best, and I really appreciate a few minutes of your time.
Anytime, guys. Love the show. Have a great day.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Joe Lisi from GoForTheTwo.com. You got to check out his website. Great stuff on college football. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour one of this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Y'all think you're smart, don't you?
Yeah, but y'all don't know nothing. That's right. Nothing.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Great stuff by Joe Lisi. He always brings a unique perspective, Joe, and he was pretty much in accord with us, you know, as far as he liked Buffalo, but he understood your concern as far as Shaq Lawson not being a particularly good fit.
You know, it's funny. It was a concern of mine, you know, while I was doing a lot of this draft recap stuff. I mean, I'm not the only one that's expressed this concern, but a lot of people whose opinion I respect an awful lot have kind of allayed those concerns, and they said he will fit with some of the things he can do. I had my reservations. It just so happens that a lot of people who have a very high opinion of their work don't necessarily agree. So maybe we see a very productive Shaq Lawson for the Buffalo Bills. Again, I wasn't crazy about some of the things Tennessee did, and there are a lot of people who disagree with me there, particularly what they did at tackle. I think you need one guy that can really play left tackle, and I'm not sure they have that guy between Taylor Lewan and Jack Conklin. So, you know, again, not a whole lot of real losers, but a whole lot of real winners. In hour two, as we get up against it here and get ready to step aside for the news, we'll kind of wrap up our thoughts on the NFL draft and start swinging towards the NBA. But let's step aside for the news right now on Sports Byline, and then we'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
You USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Many kids in Detroit getting a day off of school today because of a threatened teacher strike. The union saying that teachers need to call in sick after the district says it doesn't have enough money to pay teachers through the summer. Republican Donald Trump more confident than ever in advance of tomorrow's Indiana primary.
Cruz cannot win. He's got no highway.
The Republican frontrunner claiming a win in Indiana's primary tomorrow will signal the end of the race for the Republican nomination.
I'm leading him by millions and millions of votes, and I'm leading him by 400 or 500 delegates. He can't win.
Trump saying even the Indiana Republican Governor Mike Pence's endorsement of Cruz isn't going to help much.
If you really take a look at Mike Pence, I think he gave me more of an endorsement than he gave Cruz. He started off with Donald Trump, and what a great job he's done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And Bernie Sanders on CBS saying even though it's an uphill fight, he's not dropping out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Continuing coverage now of the race to the White House. Donald Trump says Texas Senator Ted Cruz isn't eligible to run for president. The Republican presidential frontrunner saying his rival would face legal challenges that would keep Cruz off the ballot. Cruz was born in Canada to an American mother and Cuban immigrant father. During an event on Saturday, Cruz's wife Heidi referring to her husband as an immigrant. In Arizona, a sheriff's department identifies the man killed in a deputy-involved shooting over the weekend. Sheriff Paul Bobo says they're not sure if drugs or alcohol played a factor in the incident.
That would lead most people, and even us in law enforcement, but it's too early for Chief Henry and I to speculate what exactly has occurred there. We're doing a criminal history check.
55-year-old Bender Das was shot to death late Friday night. Deputies were responding to a hit-and-run call in the Santan Valley. They say Das was driving erratically before hitting a patrol car and then heading straight for a sergeant. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The director of the CIA says the part of the 9/11 report that covers Saudi Arabia should remain secret. John Brennan says the so-called 28 pages contain uncorroborated, unvetted information and should not be released to the public. Brennan says the official inquiry into 9/11 thoroughly investigated and reviewed the section that reportedly detailed Saudi funding for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in New York City, at the Pentagon, and Western Pennsylvania. Federal investigators look into a small plane crash that killed two people near the California-Nevada state line. Pilot Douglas Sumler says it's always upsetting to hear about plane crashes.
The thing I think about when I hear something like that is I feel for the family and the people involved in it.
An FAA spokesman says the single-engine Extra EA-300 took off from Henderson Executive Airport to an unknown destination Saturday afternoon. Less than an hour later, the plane crashed near a dry lake bed in Jean. A student passenger and instructor pilot were both on board. One of the two victims has been identified as 32-year-old Stephen Peterson of Roanoke Park, California. Cleveland is trying to stop a toxic blob from contaminating the city's water supply. The 2-square-mile blob of toxic sediment is moving toward the shoreline, and tests say it's dangerously close to a water intake pipe. The chemicals in the blob are 100% fatal to aquatic life. And it's Kentucky Derby week at Churchill Downs. The first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown gets underway Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, we'll put them back in for you. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They get it done for us each and every day at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. But if you're getting ready for work, you're traveling, you're shopping, whatever you are, whatever you're doing, you can do it radio on the go. The devices are there, the platforms are there, and Joe's here to explain it to you.
You're exactly right about that, Bob. There's so many ways that you could take Sports Byline with you on your devices. And the first way, and perhaps the best way, is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Well, there's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And when you go to our homepage, there is a wealth of archived interviews, and they're separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. All that more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and maybe there's a few you can't, be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC, or you can even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. Also an app that you can download to any device you can think of. Also a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline. And most importantly, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Whether it's Iraq, whether it's Afghanistan, no matter where you are in the world, the Jefe started it, we continue it, and we're very, very proud of it.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll quickly set the table for hour number two, and then we'll dive right in. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip off hour number two right after this very short timeout.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers. We also appreciate how important saving money is to your business. So we built LowesForPros.com, a website just for pros that lets you order, manage spending, set up deliveries, and save money from anywhere. And for a limited time, you can take advantage of our Pro Appreciation event and save 10% online when you sign up and log in at LowesForPros.com, now through May 6, 2016. Exclusions apply. Registration required for savings online. U.S. only.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE. 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Well, we're discussing that and other things here in the attack. Welcome back. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Buffet's about halfway devoured, brother, but I'm not full yet. Let's talk us some draft.
All right, Bob, we're going to talk some draft. We'll roll into the NBA, and then at 40 after this hour, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, our good friend Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report will join us, and we'll get his take on all things NBA playoffs here, Bob. Not only round one, but round two has begun, and we'll get his thoughts on some of those matchups as well. So what do you say we dive back in, talk a little more draft? And, you know, when we ended our spot with Joe Lisi at the back end of the last hour, I talked about overall what the AFC South did. We've talked about Jacksonville a lot. I've weighed in with my thoughts on Tennessee. Again, I'm not crazy about all of their picks, but they are certainly putting a stamp and an identity on their program, and they have a lot of opportunities with the wealth of draft picks. We talked about a little bit about Indianapolis, and I think they really did a good job. Ryan Grigson really nailed this one. Getting Ryan Kelly to play center, a sound choice. Give Andrew Luck the help he needs so he's not in a whole bunch of car accidents like he was last year. You know, getting a raw prospect in the secondary like T.J. Green, sound move. You know, Hassan Ridgeway, big, powerful DT, something they certainly could use. I really thought Ryan Grigson did a great job and put the Colts in a position to have future success. And let's not forget about Houston as well. Nick Martin, brother of Zach Martin, he's going to step right in and play center. They brought in Will Fuller in the first round to be a wide receiver. They brought in a safety in the fifth round in K.J. Dillon. And they brought in a whole bunch of other weapons on offense for Brock Osweiler. Braxton Miller, you know, who will play receiver and all kinds of other positions around the football field as an all-around offensive weapon. And in Tyler Irvin, another home run hitter, but this one to come out of the backfield and compliment Lamar Miller. So I really, really like what the Houston Texans did as well. And I think that all those teams, save Tennessee right now, in the AFC South are poised potentially for very, very big seasons.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty apt point that you were making on a number of teams there. But let's back it up to Indianapolis. And look, I couldn't agree more. Ryan Kelly is a flat-out stud. I mean, every time you looked at what Alabama was doing, it all started with the running game, I should say. It all started with Ryan Kelly. And he's a complete road grader. He'll protect as well in the passing attack. I think Andrew Luck's gone through four centers in 3 years, something along those lines between injury and just, you know, movement of players. This guy's going to play there for a decade. And when you mix in the fact that they got LaRaven Clark in round three, and this is a guy that people thought could have gone in the back of the first round, they really addressed the need and took away the old television series Run for Your Life, because that's what Andrew's been doing for quite a while now. And last year, as you said, it caught up to him. It was like he was in a car accident. And it's a horrible thing. I mean, you know, they threw the blind side on Joe Haig. We'll see how that plays out. He's a fifth-round pick, but he's a big body as well. And then the other pieces that they worked in, because they do have so much need. Hassan Ridgeway played in a big program. He's probably going to get some playing time right off the bat. Antonio Morrison, again, coming out of a big program. They had needs on both sides of the ball. I thought they addressed it very well, but particularly on the offensive line to protect Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Had to start there.
Yeah. I mean, and so sound thinking. We talked about Houston. They need to get weapons for Brock Osweiler, and boy, did they ever. And, you know, they brought in a bunch. You can debate whether Will Fuller was the right wide receiver amongst the four, but they picked their man. They then went after Braxton Miller again, who impressed in a major way, you know, during his season at Ohio State, where he converted from quarterback to receiver. But yeah, at the Senior Bowl also, where he showed, hey, he's ready to play with the big boys. Then you bring in Irvin again. You know, one of those Darren Sproles-type backs, but more short than small. He's tough. He's physical. He's fast like the wind. And he can be an impact player for them right away within their offense. So I really like what Houston did, building upon the success that they had last year and bringing in a brand new quarterback and trying to give him as much help as they could.
Yep, and let's hone in on Braxton Miller for a second here, Joe. You know, here's a guy that, not completely willingly, but he recognized the writing on the wall, went to the wide receiver position in his senior year, developed quickly. Had he played an additional year there, had he done it in his junior year, he probably would have been a first-round pick, or at the very least a high second-round pick. And again, I think impact right away. You mentioned Will Fuller. We can debate the merits one way or another, but look, you can't argue with the fact the guy can flat-out fly down the field. Let's see what happens with him. But they're given the opportunity to two guys to step on the field right away. And if you're Brock Osweiler, after making a commitment to him and him making a commitment to this team, he's going to be very, very happy come the regular season that he's got some real weapons on that team to throw to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. So I think it's going to be a much different looking year. Last year, the AFC South was one of the laughable divisions in all the NFL. It's not going to be a laughable division this year. I can promise you that. With the emergence that we started to see from Houston last year, mm-hmm. and what they were able to do to build upon that, adding Brock Osweiler, Lamar Miller, this draft class. And they didn't lose a whole heck of a lot on the defense, which was their calling card. So they're going to be better. Jacksonville, this is the year. You're finally going to see that incremental progress pay off. Great draft. Great free agency, another year of maturity for some of those offensive pieces. They're poised to hit. And then you talk about Indianapolis. Well, you got Andrew Luck. You always have a chance. They have other offensive weapons. They did a good job of solidifying things in this draft. Tennessee's a year or two behind. And again, we can debate what they did or what they didn't do, right or wrong, but they certainly put together a blueprint of what they want to do going forward. So they're a step along in the process. They're a year or two behind all those other teams in the division that I mentioned. But mm-hmm. I got a funny feeling when it's all said and done, this division within the next year or two is going to be one of the true powerhouse divisions within the National Football League.
Well, I think that's fair. And you know, you talk about Tennessee. you know, again, they're doing it the way they feel they need to do it. But reality being what it is, and we talked about their weakness on the offensive line, and you can question the pick. But if they're going to do it and protect the quarterback, what better way to do it than to have two sledgehammers running the ball and take that pressure off Mariota? And they're going to take that approach. We're going to pound, 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 and throw when we need to, and keep this kid from turning into a complete train wreck. I'm curious to see how it plays out, but I really don't have much issue with it.
Yeah. No? Okay. I mean, again, it's not so much the choice of going O-line there. Again, I debate. I think they're in a situation where they got two rights and no lefts.
Oh, I agree with that.
People don't agree with me. And, you know, maybe in that situation, if you were going to trade up, maybe, you know, you find yourself in a situation where you just grab Laramie Tunsil, who's a guy that looked like you were going to draft at number one. Just draft him at number eight. He's a better talent, a better fit for what you want to do.
I think it's a clear distinction as far as left tackle, right tackle, had they drafted Tunsil. But regardless of who they plug in, they're telling you their philosophy is going to be run the damn football. So if that ends up being the case, they can find out about whoever plugs in at left tackle and whether or not Lewin evolves a little bit or Jack Coughlin ends up being the guy. Maybe it's neither one of them. We'll find out. But they're going to run, run, run.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So I think the complexion of that division is going to change an awful lot over the next couple of years. You know, we don't have much time left in this segment. On the other side, the next segment, you want to stay with the NFL draft, kind of wrap it up and save all the NBA stuff for Zach since we'll have him for about 15 minutes?
Sounds good.
All right, cool. We're getting up against it here. But on the other side, you know, what we'll do is we'll kind of bounce around a couple of more teams that we liked and maybe didn't like what they did and debate what their drafts may do for them in the short and long term, get into draft philosophy, all the things that we kind of hash out here on the Spano and Black Attack. We'll do that, tie a bow around our draft week coverage, as it were, or draft weekend coverage. And, you know, we'll spotlight it throughout the rest of the week. But this is where we put to bed our overview of the weekend's draft coverage. We'll do that next and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Span56 and at BobBlack71. But you be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Well, indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sonny Roberto out on the coast. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. We're having fun with the draft. We're playing amateur GM. We like to sit in a chair and have a little bit of fun with that. But any particular team you want to spotlight and hone in on for a couple minutes here?
I'll take the Bears.
And okay, you were reading my mind.
And I'll tell you why I'll take the Bears, because I think Joe did a great job. Joe Lisi, who joined us at the back end of hour one, he from gopherthe2.com. I hated their first-round pick, but this is just me not being a fan of Leonard Floyd.
Right. You know,
again, to me, he's Martavis Wingo all over again. Looks great in the uniform. You put him in a pair of compression shorts, looks like he should be an all-world football player. Doesn't produce on the field. And as a Giant fan, I was quite relieved to see the Bears trade up past the Giants to take him, because I wanted no part of him myself. That said, after the first round of the draft, I think they killed it. You know, Deion Bush in the fourth round, you know, player can run and hit. You know, here's going to be a guy that's going to make an immediate impact as a third-day player on their defense. Jonathan Bullard,
yep.
He's going to start right away along that defensive line for the Chicago Bears. So I loved what the Bears did in their draft. I was really, really impressed with what Ryan Pace did in this draft. I questioned the first-round pick, but again, you know, you've had a lot of guys who were not always productive in college that came to the pros and stepped up, and the better coaching and everything else and doing a better job of finding and designing a defense that plays to their strengths or putting them in positions where they can succeed. So maybe I'm wrong on Leonard Floyd, but beyond that pick, I love just about each and every one of the Bears picks. They brought in a lot of talented guys, Bob.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, I can understand the questioning on Floyd. I like him a little better than you do, but he could end up flopping. Who knows? And if he does, that'll be the focus. But after that, I love Kwiatkowski. I think Bullard coming out of the big program is going to be an impact guy, and he's going to play right away. Right away. His size worked against him as far as getting into the first round, but I think he gets rotation time right away. You mentioned Deion Bush. You know, here's a guy, the durability is what knocked him down. He's a big guy. He hits. He runs. And DeAndre Hall falls into that same category out of Northern Iowa. A little bit smaller program, but at 6'2", 200 pounds, he's one of those guys, he can roam the field. He's got good size, good length, not as fast as Deion Bush. But, you know, again, a guy that can come in and get snaps right away. It's a team with a lot of holes, but got coached up real well last year. They filled a lot of those holes in this year's draft.
Yeah, and you know one guy we both forgot to mention? And, boy, you know, to me he was maybe the best guard in this entire draft. And
Cody Whitehair.
The Bears got him at the back of the second round, and Cody Whitehair. And, you know, he's versatile. He can play a lot of spots along the line. I really like that addition as well, as the Bears have struggled for some time with consistency and personnel along that offensive line. I think he'll bring a lot to the table, too. I flat out love their draft, Bob. I flat out love their draft outside of their number one pick, and I'm willing to excuse that in some way based on the fact that, hey, you know, sometimes there's things that others see that we don't, as far as we can coach this kid up and we can put him in a situation where he better gets to use his skills than they were used in college.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I'll tell you another team that I liked, particularly where they were drafting. And again, it's all going to key on whether or not they can get production out of this kid or not. But I love what the Arizona Cardinals did.
Well, if there's anybody that has a system at this point and the people in place to get the most out of Robert Kendiche, it's them.
Yeah.
You know, will it work? Will he end up having that chip on his shoulder and wanting to play every down and show the requisite maturity necessary? Well, I can't promise you anything, but when you're drafting 29th like that, you have an opportunity to get top five talent.
Yeah.
You have to take it. So, you know, it's much like Jacksonville drafting, you know, inside the top 10 in round number two, and you get top 10 talent in the entire draft and more top five talent for that matter in the draft in Miles Jack. You have to take the risk there. You know, I mean, to me, there's no question. So when you're able to get guys like that, it automatically makes it a good draft. Whether the guy pans out or not, well, hey, you know, that's not always something you can control, man.
Yeah, no question about it. But we talked about going into that locker room. And I think those first two picks really apply to that, not only in Kendiche, but, you know, Brandon Williams as well. You know, here's a guy making the transition from offense to defense. Nobody's denying his skill set. But once he goes into that locker room, and again, they'll find positions for him to succeed as far as playing time goes. Depth in that defensive backfield. And those guys are all leaders back there. So if he screws up a play and he gets burned, they're going to have his back. If he is having issues during practice where something isn't working out for him technique-wise, they're going to help him along that trail of being a successful DB in the National Football League. And then you drop to round four with Evan Brehm. There's a guy probably the second-best center in the draft, Joe, and he gives them really good depth. He was in the SEC, played for a big-time program. I love that for a fourth-round pick. I was actually surprised he was there.
Yeah, I mean, again, you spotlighted the good work that they did, and they really did do a great job. Are there questions on that first rounder? Sure. But, boy, if he hits, he can hit big because he is an otherworldly sort of athlete.
Yeah, but I'm looking at position. You know, it's like we were saying, you're drafting 29. For drafting 29 and where they were in the rounds that followed, I thought they hit a home run.
Yeah. No, absolutely, Bob. Again, you know, I mean, and Kendiche is such a talent. They did a great job. They just know what they're doing now in Arizona. When did you ever think we'd be saying that? But they really, really do. Are there any teams who you just really dislike their draft? I mentioned Tennessee and how I wasn't thrilled with what they did. And again, it won't necessarily change. And I just didn't necessarily think they chose all the right guys. And I'll say a lot of the same thing with Cleveland.
Yeah.
These were two teams that chose a lot of guys. Some of the directions they went as far as their choices, I have questions with. Again, I'm not willing to say they don't get it, they don't understand, they made terrible and egregious mistakes. To me, it really wasn't about that. I wasn't enamored with a lot of the choices of both the Browns and the Titans. They cleaned up with a lot of picks, and maybe if they hit home runs, they hit home runs. But I wasn't thrilled with everything either of those two teams did.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand it. We'll have to see how it plays out. But, you know, again, when you have so much need, you have to kind of take it in that direction sometimes. And like you said, hope it hits. I mean, look, we talk about the draft and the imprecise aspect of it once you actually get these players. You know, man, when you're sitting there and you're trying to fill Swiss cheese, you hope for the best. It's not always the easiest of tasks. You know, to answer your question more directly, there's nobody that I just looked at the draft and I just went, oh, my God, it's terrible. It's terrible. No, not
we've
really.
We've had years. Every year we have that. You have, oh, my God, this organization just doesn't understand what they're doing. And we didn't have any of that. We had a bunch. And you had a whole lot that we really liked and looked sound and were very impressed with. And we had a couple we we liked less, but we understood the logic behind it. And again, you know, it's funny because you go through and you're preparing for a show like this, and you read some guys that put out mocks and are draft dicks in essence for a living, but others who just cover the NFL beat and around draft time they become draft guys and they put out mocks and then they grade drafts. And one of the things reasons they'll knock down a draft, it didn't address any needs. Well, I explained something to these guys about addressing needs. When you're really drafting correctly, it's not about addressing needs. It's about putting together a pipeline of talent. It's harder to do in this day and age where talent leaves all the time, and sometimes you're forced to address needs. But those teams that really draft right, what they do is they draft best available players irrespective of position. And when guys start to leave because their contracts are up or they get old or whatever the scenario is, guess what happens? We have the logical, cheaper, younger replacement to step in, and we move forward and we have a process. These teams that come in with a bunch of glaring needs and then, well, they addressed all their needs in the draft, they end up with no depth. If any of these guys do not work out, and, well, a lot of them are not going to work out, their drafts end up being busts, and they end up not having depth of talent. They end up having an array of holes, much like the Giants came into this draft. You know, they did a solid job, actually did a very good job of getting best available players and addressing needs all at the same time, and good fortune smiled upon them in many ways. Right. But there was an air of desperation attached to their draft where they had to go to guys that played certain positions and they had to address certain things because of how poorly they've drafted over the last few years. And I'm not always comfortable with that. And I think a lot of times when guys evaluate these drafts, they're misguided in how the process really works.
Well, I think they have their interpretation. But again, the guys who actually get paid the big bucks, they know how to go about it. And, you know, for Jerry Reese, he's swung and missed a lot of times. When you have the additional pressure of your owner telling you, yeah, you need to get it done this year, maybe good fortune smiled on him in a situation where there was an awful lot of pressure to get it done right. We're going to find out.
Well, on the other side, we head to the hardwood, NBA style. Zach Buckley, Bleacher Report, joins us next. All things NBA playoffs with him and Spano and Black right after this very short timeout.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with ZachCrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, ZachCrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with ZachCrete. Find ZachCrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit ZachCrete.com to learn more.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, our good friend Zach Buckley joins us from Bleacher Report and stationed down in South Beach and down in Miami and following the Heat as well as the rest of the NBA. But boy, Heat's Hornets turned out to be one hell of a series. Zach, welcome to the Attack.
Zach,
we got you.
You know, it was an interesting series, by the way, that Charlotte, Miami, three kind of blowout wins. But, yeah, it goes seven. And, I didn't think the teams could be more evenly matched. Yesterday was sort of bizarre. It was so lopsided. But, it ended up being a fun series.
You know, you talk about Miami. And, you know, as these Eastern Conference playoffs move along, they really, really look dangerous. Once they moved Luol Deng, the power forward, it looked like this offense really, really came together. And I think they have the potential to spring an upset on anybody in the East or, you know, beat anybody in the East with the way they're playing basketball right now.
Yeah, like you said, the offense really kind of changed forms at the All-Star break, really out of necessity once they lost Chris Bosh. They've got better spacing now, which is huge when you want to establish Hassan Whiteside in the pick and roll and also get guys like Goran Dragic and Dwayne Wade to attack off the dribble. They've got a little breathing room when guys like Deng, Josh Richardson, Joe Johnson, when they're hitting their threes, you see how good this team can be. Like I said, you know, the series with Charlotte did go seven games, but three of Miami's four wins were really decided fairly early. They looked awfully impressive. When they stick their jump shots, the offense has a flow. They can get out in the fast break, and they've got a top-10 defense. So it's an interesting team. I think they are going to always be a little inconsistent because they don't have the most reliable shooters, and they don't have a lot of shooters. So if their main guys aren't connecting, they don't really have a ton of options to go to behind them. But when they can hit those jump shots, there's a lot to like about that team.
No question about it, but during the course of the season series, what was impressive was the fact that defense was consistently played, and we talk about Hassan Whiteside and the rest of the cast. When they go up against Toronto, that defensive focus and intensity of Miami is going to come into play in a big way, and I think maybe they can exploit Toronto a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Toronto is it's a little tricky matchup for them, at least it was during the regular season. They lost three of the four games. They really had a tough time dealing with DeMar DeRozan. He averaged almost 30 points against them. But I'm interested to see what Eric Spoelstra is going to do with Justice Winslow. Charlotte really ignored him in that series. His minutes went down as the series went on. He couldn't get anything going offensively. Kind of turned into a liability there, and Spoelstra backed off him a little bit. But I think he's their best perimeter defender. I think he's the best option on DeRozan. And if you can get good minutes out of Winslow, he can neutralize DeRozan in a similar way to what Paul George did, maybe not quite to that extent. But if you can limit what DeRozan's doing and you can bother Kyle Lowry, which I think rookie Josh Richardson, he's up for that task. He gave Kemba a lot of work in that series. If you limit what those two guys are doing, we just saw, you know, Toronto is going to struggle to find it elsewhere. I don't think the Raptors have a really good matchup, a really good way to handle Hassan Whiteside in particular. I think this could be a big series for Whiteside. if Miami gets him established and sort of forces Toronto's defense to collapse on him, yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of people who like the Heat's chances in this series.
You know, Zach, and it's funny, you talked about Toronto. The biggest thing about it, because I love the composition of the roster, I love the talent, I love the depth, I love the potential. And the biggest thing that I'm taken with them, and not in a positive way, is their inability to be consistent from game to game, quarter to quarter, throughout these playoffs. And I think a lot of it had to do with the pressure they were feeling to get out of the first round. Now that they're clear of the first round, does the collar loosen for them? And do they just let it go and play basketball? And does that allow them to play up to their abilities and expectations? Or is this one of these teams that's just not geared, designed, or able to handle the pressure of postseason play?
You know, I think we'll find out for sure this round, but I have to imagine that they're breathing much easier this morning. When they sort of faltered late in that game last night and you wondered if this collapse was coming again, I'm sure nerves were just through the roof. But, yeah, you know, Masai Ujiri, you spoke after the game outside the locker room, he was saying, you know, kind of the monkey's off the back. I think everyone's relieved to get that out of the way. And I do think Indiana was sort of a trickier matchup for Toronto than we gave him credit for. Paul George, obviously, is a terrific defender. George Hill's a really good defender. They could throw both those guys at Toronto's best options. Then when the Raptors struggled a bit and you had the questions coming in about, you know, are we seeing another playoff collapse? Is this what those guys do? I think that puts the pressure up even more. But, you know, I don't know if it's indicative of this team now that they have that one series win. I think they can play more comfortable. I do expect a better showing in this series. And I think it might be even a better matchup just in terms of, you know, maybe getting Lowry and DeRozan loose against a Miami defense that maybe doesn't have the options that Indiana did.
So it sounds like you're a little hesitant to pick Miami in this series. I kind of like them in this series. I think that collar's going to tighten again on Toronto, and I think Miami will find just enough offense to get it done. What say you?
If I had to pick, yeah, I think I would go Miami as well. I do expect it to be a long series, you know, whether that's six or seven, I'm not sure. But, yeah, when you've got, you know, you do still have these questions for sure about, you know, if Toronto can take the Heat. The lights are only going to get brighter. The stage is getting bigger. And you've got a Miami team led by Dwayne Wade that's obviously been in this position. I thought that was critical in the Charlotte series. The Heat really kind of showed you what an experienced team does in Game 7 yesterday. Just kind of hit the Hornets in the mouth, and they stayed on them all game. They know what they need to do. I don't think the Raptors do, and I think that's going to play a part, you know, unless DeRozan and Lowry go nuts like they did during the regular season. I think the Raptors have a shot. But, yeah, if I had to align myself with one team, I think the Heat take this in a long series.
Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Cavaliers-Hawks, the other matchup in the Eastern Conference playoffs, Eastern Conference semifinals. The Big Three played very well together in that series against Detroit. Have the Cavaliers kind of figured this thing out, and therefore they're an overwhelming favorite against this Hawks group, and this will be a pretty short series? Or does Atlanta have the kind of stuff to maybe challenge the Cavaliers a little bit more than a lot of people think they might?
You know, I think Cleveland is in a better place than maybe they were last year. They've got that playoff run together under their belt. I think Tyronn Lue has done a good job, like you said, of getting the Big Three sort of close to the same page or closer than they have been. And when they get those three guys rolling, Atlanta's not going to find a combination that's going to keep pace. I think this is going to be a short series. It was last year. I think Cleveland is maybe a little bit better than they were then. I think Atlanta might be a little worse, although they are healthier than last year. So I don't know if last year was the best representation. You know, we'll see how Cleveland's defense holds up. Atlanta makes you make multiple rotations because they move the ball so well. They're good cutters. They're good shooters. They make you defend a lot of different things. And if they're hitting their open shots, which is something that they sort of struggled with in the first round, then they can be a challenging team. But if you know, the one knock on Atlanta is that they don't have sort of that go-to superstar. You know, there could be games in this series where Cleveland has the three best players on the court. I can see where Atlanta could be an issue, but I think Cleveland takes care of this pretty quickly.
Well, we've seen two games out west. The situation's been pretty ugly out there. But I want to hone in on San Antonio OKC for a second, in that we know better now. The entire basketball world knows better now than the pick against the San Antonio Spurs. But I do expect this to be a very competitive series. But, boy, game one sure was no indication of that. What a complete, massive blowout. What did you see in that game that just lent itself towards that direction?
You know, it's it could be one of those things where, you know, the Spurs can't play any better, the Thunder can't play any worse. Maybe it's just a fluke situation. But you did see a couple of the things, you know, on OKC side that you worry about. Kind of sloppy defense, missed rotations. Their pick and roll coverage was really bad, which is obviously something you can't have against a team who could run that with so many different guys in San Antonio. You know, OKC couldn't get a lot from the supporting cast. Their offense was sort of vanilla at times, which the Spurs are going to exploit that. You know, and let's be honest, you know, this is when the Spurs are, as much as we didn't pay attention to them because of what the Warriors were doing, at least this is also one of the greatest regular season teams we've ever seen. It's a dominant defense, and as we saw Saturday night, what can be a phenomenal offense, too. I don't know if that's necessarily going to replay itself at all in this series. Obviously, okay, so you've got two of the top five players in the league. They've got length and athleticism that have bothered the Spurs before. I think they can get back in. But, you know, this is why you like the Spurs, and this is sort of why you worry a bit about the Thunder.
Well said, Zach. And you get to the other Western Conference semifinal matchups between the Warriors and the Trailblazers. Trailblazers didn't present much problem for the Warriors on Sunday without Steph Curry, and they're going to be without him for a chunk of this series. Perhaps he's back for Game 3. I don't know how much I believe that. But that said, can the Trailblazers do anything to challenge Golden State? At least in my mind, I think the only two ways that they can succeed are their backcourt has to outplay the Warriors' backcourt without Steph Curry, and they've got to win the battle on the offensive glass. Those are the two things that have helped them win games all year long. Barring both of those things coming true, I think they have a real uphill battle against the Warriors.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the money. Their offense is really tied to Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. They kind of need both of those guys to be special, particularly in this series, and that won't be easy. You know, without Curry, obviously the Warriors aren't the same team, but defensively in the backcourt, the length that they can throw it to with Sean Livingston, Klay Thompson, and then Andre Iguodala when he comes in, it's just a really tough matchup for the Blazers guards. They can put size, they can put pressure, and they're athletic enough to keep pace. But yeah, you're going to need to see more, obviously, from the guys around them. They've got some young, athletic guys in that front court. They can put pressure on you when they do crash the glass, and if they can corral enough of those, perhaps they can find a way to get this win. But, you know, the Warriors are good defensively at really every level. Without Curry, you know, it's possible that they're even better, giving major minutes to Livingston and Iguodala, even better defensively, I should say. But, yeah, I really can't see Portland finding a way to challenge Golden State, and that's kind of regardless when Steph decides he's ready to go.
Zach, we appreciate the couple minutes as always. How does the world find Zach Buckley?
Yeah, so I'm writing at BleacherReport.com, and you can also find me on Twitter. It's at Zach Buckley NBA.
Well, we appreciate the time. We'll have you back down the line as the playoffs continue. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Anytime. Zach Buckley, Bleacher Report here on the Attack. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll wrap up the day's activities and point you out the door.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. I want to thank Joe Lisi for coming on board, as well as Zach Buckley. A lot of insight in a lot of different areas, NFL draft, NBA playoffs. We always have a good time with both of them. They're terrific guests, and we love having them on board. You know, again, during the course of the week, we're going to do a little more NFL draft. Got a story down in Alabama that's blossoming out a little bit, some recruiting violations. I'm going to reach out to our friend Travis Ryer and get him on board to talk about that. Additional guests throughout the course of the week as we move forward. And, you know, hopefully your input as well at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If you do want to do this on Twitter, make sure you get out there at Span56, at BobBlack71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. We got terrific programming coming up in front of us here for the rest of the day. And you can always go to Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. You get a nice two-hour block of everything that goes on here on the network, whether it's us, whether it's Tittle, whether it's the Hefe, or any of the other terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of The Attack. As I said, thanks to our guests. Thanks to Joe. Thanks to Robert Allen, the coast. And, of course, thanks to you. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.